This is the Rural War Room Radio Show.
KABF Little Rock, Arkansas.
And I'm Donovan Suit.
I'm Byron Werner. We're here every week playing goofy stuff. Here we're doing light and lively here.
That's true. And we're here every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Central Time.
And come on and join us.
Some heavy footsteps right behind, and I know it wasn't just in my mind. The fool killer's coming, we're getting closer every day. Oh yes, the fool killer's coming. I got to try to make my getaway. I've been living in this concrete, ain't here, scraping and scrapping for that dollar bill. 8 million people living on the brink, and got no time to stop and think. The fool killer's coming, I do believe it's true. But when the fool killer's coming, I think he's got his eye on me and you. Safe side, get yourself a place to hide. Because a fool killer's coming. I'm getting closer every day. The fool killer's coming. I got to try to make my getaway. Your kisses, try to show you just what bliss is, then fulfill all of your wishes. Would you be willing to be mine? If I always dreamed about you, said that I could never doubt you, couldn't ever live without you, would you say you'd be mine? Oh my baby, honey baby, don't say maybe. We can be together, promise you will leave me never. No, my love is yours forever if you will just be mine. Baby,
That's a classy, classy song. I'm betting that was his answer to Alley Cat, even though Alley Cat is a much different approach and a different sort of song. I'm not saying it's a lesser song, but that is Cy Coleman doing Pussycat.
That was a really cool song.
Oh, boy, that is classy.
Before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald doing Mac the Knife live, a really cool version of that.
Before that, Andre Pop doing La Pendule, which I'm guessing is the pendulum.
Before that, we heard Lance Fortune.
I bet he was born with that name.
Yeah. Be Mine is the name of that song.
Before that, the Tiki Tones.
They're really cool.
Music to Watch Girls By. They kind of changed from a surf band into a, I don't know, almost a space age bachelor pad band,
if you will. Experimenting with all kinds of different
stuff.
Before that, we heard Mose Allison doing Fool Killer from the Oxford American 10th Anniversary Music Edition.
And before Mose Allison, we heard Henry Mancini doing a Scandinavian Shuffle. Please bear with me, folks. I'm getting silly.
That started off our... Yeah. That's why people listen. They like to hear us have fun. A lot of people tell me that.
I hope that everyone's having as much fun as we are, because we love playing this stuff for you, and we want you to love this music, too, because we love it, and we're not going to stop.
That's true. So what we're doing tonight is light and lively. Most of it is light and lively. Some of the songs are just light. And some are just lively.
And most of it is American. Some of it is British. You know, we're not straying too far from home.
That's true.
This time, but getting back to our roots, getting back to stuff that we've learned to appreciate that is part of your heritage too, I'm guessing. And we need to examine what's out there and not just automatically throw everything out as square and, you know, not worthy of listening.
Like, a lot of people think a cappella groups are square, and that's
some
just,
of them are.
So a lot of them are.
But just because they're square doesn't mean that we can't glean some enjoyment off of them.
But you know what? Some of them are really cool too. Like the Bobs. The Bobs are really cool.
Yeah, and I like the Dzurek Sisters.
And the Persuaders. Amazing. We're going to hear them as well later.
And the Persuasions.
And all of them.
Yeah.
As promised, this is The Bobs, and if you would like to find us, we're at ruralwarroom.com.
Spontaneous human combustion. There goes another one. A raging fire, a funeral pyre.
An unexpected
cremation.
In a crowded mall when they burst right into flame.
Flame!
Charcoal briquettes in 30 seconds. Their last words, each other's name. Did they have a deep-seated problem? Was it their farewell? Did they cause themselves to ignite,
leaving that awful smell? Spontaneous human combustion. There goes another one. Raging fire, a funeral pyre,
an unexpected
cremation.
She was shopping on Rodeo Drive when she went up with a flash.
Flash!
The police had no explanation. Their only clue, a pile of ash. Was her Visa card at the limit on that shopping spree? Did she blow her top when she read,
buy one, get one free? Spontaneous human combustion. There goes another one.
A
raging fire, a funeral pyre,
an unexpected
cremation.
Is it passion? Is it heartburn? Is it the wrath of God? Maybe it's friction in your bloodstream. Starts a fire in your body. Is it caused by stress or frustration, or by what you eat? Never snack on cabbage and wasabi.
You get smoking feet. Spontaneous human combustion. There goes another one.
A
raging fire, a funeral pyre.
An unexpected
cremation.
An unexpected
cremation.
Don't wanna be It's a bloody fine situation that we find ourselves in. He said something.
Because of her French poodle, I knew she was my style. I took a look at her French poodle, and then she started to smile. We began to talk, and after a while, she introduced herself. I said, I'm so happy meeting your child. I'm a dog lover myself. I took a hold of her French poodle. The pavement started to rock. I held the leash of her French poodle. And by the end of the block, we walked arm in arm. Cupid worked his charm. My dreams were coming true. Yes, we fell in love. I own the poodle too. I took a hold of her French poodle. The pavement started to rock. I held the leash of her French poodle. And by the end of the block, we walked arm in arm. Cupid worked his charm. My dreams were coming true. Yes, we fell in love. High on the hound dog too.
Someone else's baby, someone else's eyes are blue. Someone else's baby, someone else is faster too, or who's got a hold of 9-carat gold love? I wonder who's in the love seat, who's got a heartbeat like thunder. If I acted bad, I could steal his fairy queen. I know he'll be mad, but I can't resist the thought of being kissed by someone else's boy, boy. Someone else's special day. Someone else's boy, boy. Someone else's kind and a late, oh, he'd better mind out. She's gonna find out I love her. This little fella is gonna tell her that someone else is me. Well, if I acted bad, I could steal his fairy queen. I know he'll be mad, but I can't resist the thought of being kissed by someone else's boy, boy. Someone else's special day. Someone else's baby. Someone else's kind of late. Oh, he'd better mind out. She's gonna find out I love her. This little fella is gonna tell her that someone else is me.
That was Bob Thompson, Starfire. Oh, he's one of our favorites. I love Bob Thompson. Hey, he's almost the American Esquivel, except that's taking something away from him. He's his own unique personality, bright and zippy, lively stuff. That was from The Sound of Speed.
Before that, we heard Adam Faith doing Someone Else's Baby. It's quite an accent he's got.
Before that, Sam Butera and The Witnesses doing French Poodle, and that one goes out to Jessica.
Before that, we heard Madness doing Victoria Gardens. Take that, Ian.
Before that, Roy Budd doing Mr. Rose, and I'm guessing that one was probably inspired by David Rose, although it's just a guess.
And we started off that block with the Bobs doing Spontaneous Human Combustion. We'd like to dedicate that to subgenius.com.
Yes, ma'am. Bob is a very important...
Did you call me ma'am?
Man.
Oh, yes, man. Yeah.
At least yes, that's what I meant.
Yes,
you know, I'd have to review the tapes to see if I miscorrected myself.
No, there's no miscorrecting going on here.
Miscorrected.
This is a light and lively show. I mean, how could there be?
This is the Rural War Room broadcasting to you and also coming to you on the Mighty Electro Web from Little Rock, Arkansas. Who would have guessed that such a small yet big town could possess such an undercurrent of weirdness, but... By golly, I tell you, it's true. I think there's something in the water. And I've been drinking as much water as I can since I got here 4.5 years ago.
Ooh, Hot Springs has some great water.
Yeah. Mutant water.
Mutant water. If you would like to find us on the web, on the Mighty Electro Web, as
yeah,
Byron,
that's us.
That's Byron likes to call it.
Well, that's futuristic.
You can check out ruralwarroom.com. And we're going to play some Kate Bush. She's lively. This is one of the songs. This is one of the, actually the song that turned us both on to her. Her new stuff, especially. It's from an album called The Dreaming.
Which is her best record, no doubt about it.
I agree. And this is the yummy remastered version. You're listening to Rural War Room Radio on KBF 88.3 FM, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Something that you never hope.
I see the people happy.
Johnny comes marching home again. Oh yeah, oh yeah. They'll give him a swinging welcome then. Oh yeah, oh yeah. The girls are screaming, the boys will shout, the old folks too will all turn up and they'll all go mad. When Johnny comes marching home, will a ball be had? When Johnny comes marching home. The steeple bells will ring in joy, oh yeah, oh yeah. To welcome home our Johnny boy, oh yeah, oh yeah. A crowd of chicks will line the way and make like Independence Day and they'll all go mad. When Johnny comes marching home, will a ball be had? When Johnny comes marching home. Get ready for the Jubilee, oh yeah, oh yeah. We're gonna cheer him 3 times 3, oh yeah, oh yeah. The purple hat's in readiness, the pin upon his battle dress, and they'll all go mad. When Johnny comes marching home, will a ball be had? When Johnny comes marching home. Let all the beauties on that day, oh yeah, oh yeah. Put all their beauties on display, oh yeah, oh yeah. And let each one perform her part to satisfy the fighter's heart and they'll all go mad. When Johnny comes marching home, will a ball be had? When Johnny comes marching home.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Rural War Room Radio Show. That was Henry Mancini. We're having a light and lively show, in case you just tuned in.
Because we love the light and lively. I mean, we aren't always about the new age Japanese high-speed Devo-fueled surf pop extravaganza that we sometimes play. We also love the softer side of things, the older side of things. We can appreciate musical culture before we were born, and some of it is damn cool.
And so we're playing some of that kind of music for you tonight. Some of it's light and lively.
Some of it is current. Some of it is light. Up to date, yeah.
Of course, that Mancini cut was from Breakfast at Tiffany's. That wasn't that current, but, you know, we're mixing it up. That's what we do.
That's right. It wasn't that lively either, but it was lively enough. You know, not one of those.
That was pretty damn lively.
The restrained Mancini set away. I mean, the guy doesn't freak out, let's say.
Toward the end, though, those horns.
Yeah, well, a little bit. You
Nothing like the horns on the cut before that, of course.
Oh, before that, Esquivel doing a rarely played cut that was Anna, sometimes called El Negro Zumbong.
Before that, Adam Faith, Johnny Comes Marching Home.
Before that, Jean-Jacques Perry and Dana Countryman, friends of ours, doing a song called The Typewriter, Leroy Anderson's classic, done anew.
It is true. And we started off that block with Kate Bush.
We love Kate Bush.
We do, especially that album. Set in Your Lap is the name of the cut, and that album is called The Dreaming, and she had done it right when The Fairlight came out, and so she had actually sort of orchestrated large chunks of this record by herself using The Fairlight, which is a composing machine from the 80s, and et cetera, et cetera. You can Google
that's
that
what
and
Mark
find out.
That's what Mark Mothersbaugh uses a lot, is the Fairlight. Yeah.
And a lot of people have stopped using it now, but... That's too bad.
Mark was able to show me on the Fairlight that when you take the phrase Jesus loves you and turn it around backwards, it sounds like we smell sausage.
Jesus did smell sausage.
But that Bob loves you backwards smells sounds like we smell Bob, which is self-evident. Yeah. Oh man, what is that? That's Bob.
Bob.
Yeah, man.
He wouldn't have it any other way.
Absolutely. KABF Little Rock, Arkansas.
That's true. In case
the
you don't
Rural
know.
Rural War Room.
You're listening to Rural War Room Radio, and I'm Donovan Sue.
I'm Byron Werner. We're having a great time. We're hoping you have a great time, too.
That's absolutely right. And you can find us everywhere. If you want to Google us, you can find us. Got Googled. You can find us on MySpace, Facebook, and at ruralwarroom.com and kabf.org, I believe, is the place to go to find KABF info.
Yeah.
Sighing man.
Yeah.
so we got a couple of more minutes to kill before we got to do a station ID, so I might just slip a station ID in there, huh? Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Well, let's see. What's going on? We're excited that the B-52s are coming to town.
Yeah, that's true.
We're also excited the Man-Man is coming to town in just a week or so.
And if you don't know Man-Man, check them out. It's just like it sounds.
We're going to go see them. They're kind of a tribal version of the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo combined with... who do you mix in with them?
They've got a sound
that's very enthusiastic. Sounds kind of European. Sounds kind of old world sometimes.
Like Oingo Boingo meets, Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo meets Gogo Bordello?
Sounds kind of African at times because they're all about getting carried away with the rhythm and down-tuning the instruments and just...
Yeah.
Not caring about that, just going on with the savage intensity of the music. Yeah, but the B-52s aren't about that, but
we'll see what they're about.
Yeah, they've been on the vine a long time, let's just say, yeah.
Are they ripe yet? Well, we'll see.
we do love the B-52s.
I've seen them a bunch of times.
So
too,
we're going to cut them a lot of slack. I mean,
that's, oh, of course,
it goes without saying.
Of course, if anybody, you know, we figure you two can make it into the classic rock,
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame category.
You know, like, wouldn't it be great if we could get the B-52s in there too?
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I hope
so. You know,
just keep going is the rule.
Yeah,
I think,
Fred and a walker accepting the award and trying to shimmy the way he used to do.
Oh, we'll see if he does it.
I want to see him do the camel walk.
I hope it's as good as... Well, no, they're not in the same, you know, ballpark as Rick James. But, yeah, seeing Rick James on his final tour, the man opened up his big ruffled shirt and licked his own nipple.
I guess that's what you got to do when you're Rick James. You know,
I guess so.
People expect it.
So if you'd like to find us, you can do that at ruralwarroom.com.
Yeah.
This is KABF 88.3 FM Little Rock.
Little Rock.